Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Everything in life is politics. Doesn't matter what it is. Everything in life is politics. That's what we have become. We have become this world where you write a book and people don't like your political stance or who you are. Guess what? Boom. You're full of hate. Milo Yiannopoulos, we've had him on the show before. We'll probably get him on again. He just got a new book deal. And, of course, he is full of hate. And how could anybody give this guy a brand new book deal? How could anybody come out and give a guy like this a book deal and pay him money and actually try to? This is just propaganda of hate. Here you got a gay conservative from England. And, of course, yes, let me tell you something. If you don't understand, and Milo would get this, maybe not so much you, he's pantomime and theater. In England, during the Christmas period, we have pantomime. Pantomimes are, they take these great plays and they make them all very humorous, and you get people to play crazy parts. People like the great boxer Frank Bruno and Lennox Lewis. You know, here are guys that were, you know, 6'6", massive boxers, and they would be pantomimes and they would be dancers or they would be elves, and they do a lot of these things. It's theater. Milo is as much theater as he is controversy. I genuinely think he believes a lot of this stuff. But I also think he knows how to market himself, right? Because the world's about shock value. That's what we are. We're about shock. We're about punch you in the face, shock value. What those kids did in Chicago, beating that child and putting on Facebook, that's shock value. Politics has become shock value. But at the same time, and this is what's funny, I don't always think the left gets it. Just like I always don't think all of the right gets it. Because everybody screams and yells, and you say the most asinine, insane things. I like to think my show's a little bit different, right? We come out here, we have fun, we poke fun at each other. We'll talk about real stuff. We'll talk about race. We'll do a lot of these things. But we'll talk about it from the sense of reality, of having an adult conversation. A lot of these other people don't. They go on the radio and they yell. They tell each other what great Americans they are. And they say the most asinine thing, and they say stuff that's crazy because they're looking to get a rise out of people in shock. Because unfortunately, that's what you have to do nowadays to get attention. How does your child get attention, right? If you don't pay attention to your child and your child wants attention, first your child's going to go, mom, 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 dad, dad, dad. And then when they're not paying attention anymore, right, you, what do? They start to break things. They start to throw a fit. They start to do bad in school. They start to fight. They start to scream. They want attention. That's all this is. Milo is a lot of that. I think he believes a lot of it, but he also knows, too, that he's able to take people who don't quite get the fact that he's as much theater as he is reality. And he does it better than most people could ever hope to do it. It's brilliant. But then you have people out there take him seriously. That he is full of hate, that he is full of disgust, that he is full of all of these things. And how dare you? Who's it? Is it Schuster or is it Penguin that's publishing his book? But they're being, you know, people are, you know, Simon Schuster, they're publishing a book. People are calling for them. Was it Leslie Jones from Ghostbusters is saying that you should get rid of him and you should never have this person heard? Whoa. You want to censor somebody? You can't do that. You can't do that. People reach for stuff and they throw things out there because they're looking also because they think this person's real, right? They think I've met Milo. I thought he was an amiable guy. I think he's funny. I think he's campy. I think he's real. And I think a good portion of it is put on. I do believe he believes a lot of this stuff. I don't think that he's one of these, you know, quote unquote, you know, he goes back behind stage and he's like, you know, I'm really not gay, and I'm really liberal, but this is just a part I play because I like being the villain. I don't think that's true. I think he is gay, and I think he's very much a believer in a lot of the stuff that he talks about, but I think he takes it oomph, further and further because it gets attention, right? But what I hate is the fact that if you do anything nowadays, people want you banished. They want you shut up. They want you quieted. People are calling for Simon and Schuster to pull it. They want them quieted. You can't do that. And the reach that people go to, because, you know, he's this or he's that. It's insane. I read an article today. This is great. Coachella was announced. All right? Coachella was announced here. Anschutz Company, AEG, owns the Polo Grounds, and they own the Coachella Festival and stuff. People are saying that if you go to Coachella now, you're anti-gay and you're for climate deniers, because Philip Anschutz has given money to churches and it has a religious belief that they feel is anti-gay, and because he also doesn't believe in man-made warming. So if you go to these things now, you're officially, you're part of the anti-gay movement, and you're part of the whatever, you know, the climate deniers. He also owns the L.A. Kings and the Staples Center. So is it safe to say that the L.A. Kings are now part of being anti-gay and are climate deniers? Is it safe to say that the NHL, for allowing the Kings to play, who are owned by Philip Anschutz, is now anti-gay? And do you see how far you can reach for these things? That's what people do. Dolce & Gabbana, they're going to dress Melania for this. People hate them now. They're bad. They're evil. She should be in a potato sack if she's lucky. Because what? Because she's a bad person? Because she's horrible? Because her husband's part of the Ku Klux Klan? Because he's singularly going to bring about the demise of the United States of America and eventually this world completely? The insanity of it all. The reach of everything. This is what it's about. Everything in life now is about politics. Doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter. Did you just see what I did? The reach that I had when it came to the NHL and Philip Anschutz and AEG and Coachella, it's insane. But people will make that reach. People on the right do it all the time. That's where the conspiracy theories come from. And they reach and they reach, and the Alex Joneses of the world. Next thing you know, they got Jethro somewhere sitting there buying into it. He's strapping up and he's heading off to a pizza store in North Carolina because they believe that the DNC is running a child porn ring from there. It's insane. But life is politics now. Everything is politics. Every single thing. And remember, too, it's phrasing. Understand that phrasing makes all of this stuff. GoFundMe is helping pay for Milo Yiannopoulos' tour of hate. Who does he hate specifically? I'd like to know. He's not self-loathing, that I know. He's gay, doesn't seem to hate the gays. In fact, LGBTQ Nation today voted him the 2016 Person of the Year by their readers. I think what he's a caricature. But everything's politics, and the way you phrase it, we don't get that here. And the sad thing is the lack of knowledge and the lack of understanding and the leading of feelings has led people's passions to get out of control. No, I don't think Dolce & Gabbana are actually dressing the Ku Klux Klan now, essentially. I mean, look at the reach we could go there. They're going to dress Melania, who's married to Donald, which means somewhere out there, they're going to end up being the next Hugo Boss. And if you don't know what that is, read a book. He dressed the Nazis. But people will make that reach. It's insane. When did we, like, I'm trying to figure out a time. I don't know when it happened. When somewhere the wheels came off the bus and we stopped having a sense of humor and we all got so butthurt and that we can no longer understand what shock value is. Do you remember when what's his name? Howard Stern was shock jock, right? Howard Stern was a shock. We could say, oh, he's a shock jock. That's what he's a shock jock. It's not even... He's not a shock jock anymore. He's not. Political people are shock jocks. That's what it is. It's about the social justice warriors are shock jocks. There's all of this craziness out there. It's when did it go off the bus? When did we lose touch with reality and realize that so-and-so, Milo, you know, whoever, they're not real? Yes, they may believe a portion of this, but like everything else, do you think when you know, here, a perfect example, I've worked with a lot of great comics. Offstage, very few of them are like the persona they are on stage. I've worked with a lot of great industry professionals in my industry. Very few of them off the mic are like they are on the mic. But people buy into it. And the funny thing is, I used to think this was a new thing, but I always harpen back to War of the Worlds and Orson Welles. People bought into it then, even though it was a play, and people said it was a play, and it was just a radio serial that was going on, and people bought into it then. Sad. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com, ChadBensonShow.com. Hey, we do this thing called What's Next this hour, every day at this time. We do a thing called What's Next. This is interesting. I'm doing something out of the box here. I want to talk about retail America. What's next? Chad Benson Show.
This is going to be easy. Let's see. What's next?
You know you're not going to like what I have to say next, but facts are facts.
What's next?
What's next?
What's next?
We do it every single day at this time in this hour. It's called What's Next. We look at what's next for something in the coming months and years. This right here is something that's been coming for a long time. Retail America. Right? Retail America. What's next for retail America? First and foremost, can I just say this? I think the days of the shopping malls are coming to an end. They're good, but the shopping malls that we know, there will always be that big, now exclusive, hip shopping mall. Right? There's always going to be that. But I think the days of the shopping mall in and itself is slowly but surely coming to an end. And you're going to get smaller, itty-bitty malls. Like in Orange County, they have the Anti-Mall, which has got all the hipster stuff in it. And it's the Anti-Mall. You know, there's no McDonald's. So there's no food court. And the food court that's there, it's all vegan and weird crap that you will never catch me eating. Right? So that's what's next for malls. But retail America in and of themselves has a problem. And it's not just a problem that's retail America. It's retail everywhere. But America, obviously, being the driving force in the economy of the world, and we being the driving force, you and I, individuals. Case in point, Sears has announced that they're going to close, and they own Kmart. It's Sears Holding Company. They're going to close 108 Kmarts in 42 Sears locations in 40 states. And that's happening sooner rather than later. On top of that, you've got Macy's announcing they're going to close 68 stores and they're going to have about 10,000 people out of work. This is why. Because we have Amazon.com. We're consumers now. We as consumers have never been as informed as we are now. Case in point, you go look at a car today. By the time you walk on a car lot, you have researched 50 cars, you know the price point you want, and you want to see if somebody's going to get there. Nobody's selling you anything. You're there to sell themselves, and you can search it right there. How many times do you walk into a place, you look at something, you think, oh, I like that, and you look at Amazon.com, and you think, I can get it $50 cheaper. Retail America is struggling. Retail America is this century's newspapers. Newspapers thought they could fight the internet and that they would never go anywhere. You know what happened? They got their head handed to them. We were talking today, right? We're talking today because I do a show not only here, but I do a show in Sacramento, California. And we were talking today about the fact that we were getting on the SACB in the LA Times and they want to charge us. And I'm like, this is why your model doesn't work, because I can find the same information somewhere else. Your model is broken. And you're trying to fight it. Retail America, this is what it is. The Walmarts of the world aren't going anywhere. Reason being, we like cheap goods, right? We're a consumer-based society that buys first and foremost from price point. What's next for retail America is it better wake up. It better understand that you can no longer compete the same way you used to. The game has changed. The internet is the greatest equalizer of all time for consumers, because we can find a better, cheaper price point and we can know everything we need to know about a particular item. And we can do it all at the touch of our fingers inside of a store that we're shopping at right now. By and large, retail America is no more than a place where you go try stuff on so you can buy it cheaper somewhere else. That's it. Retail America is in for a big surprise. And if Retail America is smart, what's next for them is they'll figure out a way to use the internet to the advantages that they can have it. Unfortunately, for a lot of people out there who are going to lose their jobs, Retail America doesn't understand that. Retail America doesn't get the fact that the internet is a wonderful thing. And rather than fight it, go hand in hand with it. If you've looked at the industries over the last 20 years that have fought the internet, all of them have lost. The radio industry has fought the internet and has really struggled with it. The music industry has fought the internet and has lost. The newspaper industry, the entertainment industry, and oh, dare I say, the movie industry is fighting the internet. They've all lost. The ones who were smart enough to adapt along the way, realizing they weren't going to win, were able to turn it into a gain. Retail America is struggling. And that's good for us consumers. Is it bad that people are going to lose their jobs? Absolutely. But the truth is, we don't shop like we used to. It's not a bad thing. It's an adapt or die business. We need to adapt or die if we're a business that's going to survive. Retail America will eventually get it right, but it's going to be in a way that we haven't seen in a long time. And retail is no longer, let's go to the mall. Retail is, hey, give me my tablet. I want to see if I can get this from Amazon right now. This is the way Retail America is going to be moving forward. I think it's kind of interesting. That's what's ahead for Retail America 2016. Solid, kids. The Chad Benson Show is your Facebook. At Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. You can text the show, 323-538-2423. Got a lot of text messages coming through. We've also got polls up on the old Twitter. Got two polls up right now. And one of them is about bias in this country. Do all of us have some bias in life? Right now, 67% of people say yes. The other one is, does the GOP have a replacement for Obamacare? And are they ready? 42% say yes, they do. 58% says no. So check that out on Twitter, at Chad Benson Show. You can also check out ChadBensonShow.com. Got a new, sleeker website. We're toying with it. We're messing with it. It's malleable. We kind of like it. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
That's right. Oh, you know, I'm a parent. If you listen to the show, you know I have a little dude, 6.5 years old, the apple of my eye, Monsieur Jack Beans, the Jackinator, was just here last week, roaming the 2 weeks ago, roaming the studios as if he was walking, if he was big pimping. That's it. That's what he was. Daddy, I want to watch this. Daddy, I want to watch that. Daddy, 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 daddy. And you know what? I loved every second of it. No matter what I do in my life. And I've achieved a lot. And I've failed a lot. I've achieved a lot. And I've failed a lot. And I'll do a lot of both throughout my lifetime. I will never do anything better than be his dad. The greatest thing, the greatest achievement I'll ever have in my life is being pops to that dude. And I'm blessed. Big time. And being a parent is, and you know this, whether you're a single parent, whether you're married and happily married, whether you're with somebody who's co-parenting with you or whatever, being a parent has its ups and its downs. Its downs can be a drag at times, but the ups far outweigh the downs. It really does. But it can be frustrating at times. And there's a young woman, and I'm going to say she's early 20s, 22, 23, maybe 24. She got a couple kids, right? You know? I don't know if life's that easy for her, but she posted something and it's gone viral and it's continuing to go viral, talking about motherhood, talking about being a mom, talking about a lot of things. And the viral, you know, thing that she posted about is the struggles of being a parent when you take your kids places. Look, we've all taken our kids places and they've acted up. We know that. I mean, this is the whole point. They're little kids. They are essentially drunk midgets running around the house. That's what they are. Somebody's going to call. Somebody's going to text. Chad, that's horrible. It's racist. Whatever it was. Midgetist. Whatever it is. I don't even know. What do you call that? Verticalist? Whatever it is. But that's what you have drunk little sailors running around your house who at any given time is getting into something they shouldn't be getting into, breaking into something, putting things inside their mouth, doing things they shouldn't do. And even as they get older, it doesn't mean it gets any easier because now they just break bigger things, right? They get in bigger trouble than they did when they were little. They got no understanding of stuff. A great white shark has no arms. So when it wants to feel something, it bites it. And it's like, eh, I don't like that. And it moves on. Little kids, they got arms and they're like a great white shark. They bite everything because it feels good in the hand. I feel good in the mouth. I don't know. But one thing I've noticed over the last umpteen years is the lack of compassion and understanding of public when it comes to kids. And the judgmentalness of so many people out there when it comes to parents. And this woman, she wrote this very, you know, upsetting, you know, diatribe. Not upsetting. What it was a very honest thing that she wrote. And so far, it's been about 21,000 shares, about 7,000 comments, about 60,000 people have liked it, talked about it. And I found it interesting because she writes this thing, and then she puts a picture up of herself, and she's got tears running down her eyes because her kids were out of milk, and she ran to the grocery store, and they started acting up. Right? They're doing what little 2 and 3 year olds do. One of them fell and got hurt. They started crying. They knocked some stuff over. They broke some things. They knocked some things over. They grabbed some things and threw it. They did what little kids do. It's the lack of understanding and empathy that drives me crazy. Right? All of us have had that moment with our child. My little sister, I remember one time, my real sister, not my adopted ones, my little sister, we were in like Broadway or Macy's or one of those kind of department stores, and she knocked over 2 or 3 display mannequins everywhere. And the sheer terror on my father's face at the time and the looks that people got, but there was a little bit of understanding. Nowadays, you don't get that. She talks about how she's in line and people are giving her crap and how people are looking, you know, as she swipes her card, then her kid touches something and they have to go through the whole thing again. And the impatience of people in the whole 9 yards. And part of that's just in society nowadays. We want everything now. We want our food now. We want to get places. We want to go places. We want to do things now, 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 now. But it's a lack of understanding and the judgments that I think too many people out there assess. If you're a parent, you understand, right? If you're a parent, you get it. I have flown with children. It's not easy. It sure in the hell isn't easy. Let me tell you that. You're inside a giant tube with a fussy youngster who doesn't understand you're inside of a giant tube. When I get on an airplane now, and I fly a decent amount, I always tell them, you know, I have no problem sitting next to them because I don't. Because I feel bad because, you know what, I think I flew from McAllen, Texas to Dallas when we were out at our station, KURV out there last year. And I flew there to Dallas. And when I flew back to Dallas, there was a lady next to me and she was so worried. I told her, stop apologizing. It's okay. I've got a little one too. I get it. And the relief on her face, it was almost like she was ready to cry because her whole time she was worried. That who is she going to be next to? Who's going to complain? Who's going to post a video about how horrible this kid is? Who's going to do that? We should stop it. Stop being that way. You go from this thing right here where you got somebody who's being honest about sometimes the trials and the tribulations of being a parent to the judgment side of the world. I don't know if you guys have seen this, but there is a video out there. It came out the other day of two twins in Utah. Two twins in Utah, cute little kids, big boys. They're about 2 years old, and they pulled over a dresser drawers that were obviously empty. But they were crawling on it, and the nanny cam saw it. And at first, it was, look at the twin brother and how strong he is and how he helped his brother. That's how it first started out. That's why it went viral. But within minutes and hours, it was what a horrible mother this mother was. What a horrible father this father was. How can these people have children? How can they absolutely be parents to something like this? They're irresponsible. Somebody should call CPS, et cetera, et cetera. And it's hilarious because, and this is where my frustration comes in. I would say 9 times out of 10, that's probably somebody who doesn't have kids. Right? And you know what? Those people are judgmental, and I really don't care. You know what? You don't have any kids. Shut your pie hole, right? Shut your pie hole. Where I get really frustrated is other parents who chime in on something like that. You know what it's like to be a parent. So you know, if we had cameras on us parenting our entire lives, we'd all be screwed. They're all kids would be in foster care. All kids were. Especially after the second and third one. The first kid, it's made of candy glass, right? You can't touch it. You can't move it. You swaddle it in clothing. You wrap it up in bubble wrap. You make sure that nothing. By the third kid, you're thinking, I know he's only 7, but I think he can back the car out for me. Like that's where you are with the third kid, right? Like they got a shotgun in the other room, but you think you've locked up the ammo, but you're going to finish this play, and then you're going to go in and check on it. That's where it is. Being a parent, man, I'm telling you, the criticism. As a parent, man, you beat yourself up all day long. You know that. You beat yourself up because it's tough at times. It's rewarding. It's well worth it. I wish I would have done it 10 years earlier. It's the most amazing thing in the world. But I'm sick and tired of watching people hammer each other online as if you're in somebody else's shoes. You're never in somebody else's shoes. You can understand. You can look. The funny thing is, being in somebody else's shoes doesn't mean, oh, I'll get in their shoes and then I'll judge them. But that's the way so many people do it. And this vehicle of that we have with all these social medias, it's ridiculous to see the way that people criticize each other over the most inane things. If we all had a camera on us, in our life, to see the mistakes we made, not just as parents, as everything else, we'd be screwed. About 20 years ago, there was a great movie that came out with Albert Brooks and Meryl Streep. It was called Defending Your Life. And they died, and they went to this way station. And in this way station, you'd have like 6 or 7 days where they would review clips of your life. If we had that when it comes to parenting, I'm telling you, they'd take everybody's kids away. Because we make mistakes. Every one of you out there listening right now has dropped your kid on accident. Every one of you have. Because that's human nature. Every one of you has done something where you thought, oh my God, I can't believe I did that. Thank God that nobody saw that. Every one of us have. That's life. There's some human errors in life. The beauty is we're all human. If we can remember that once in a while, I think it'd be better for all of us that we're all just a little bit human. And the thing is, we'll all make mistakes along the way, maybe cut each other some slack rather than criticize all the time. I bet you'd find out. Be a little better for all of us. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the show, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. You can also tweet at us, at Chad Benson Show. Simple and easy. Tweeter at me. Brandon Clark, table for two, at Chad Benson Show. Why is Walmart and grocery stores dominating retail using online resources? Order, pay online, pick up, ship for free. Boom. Joe/Tool. At Chad Benson Show. The next big retail boom will be healthcare. Yeah, well, that's always... That's a big thing right there. I like that. Retail boom. Online retail boom, kids. Online retail boom. Little say what straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
You're listening to the Chad Benson Show.
Say what, y'all? Say what? Say what?
Oh, a little say what for you. Girl Scout cookies. It's that time of the year. By the way, it's the centennial mark for Girl Scouts. 100 years of you selling Girl Scout cookies to your friends and employees. So get ready for it. 100 years. Now they got some new stuff. They got s'more cookies. There are two kinds. mixes of graham cracker, marshmallow, and chocolate. Satisfying crunch and sugar rush, they say on these ones. Mm. Man, I tell you what. By the way, 1915, it was founded. Sales volume was 43.9 million. It's growing right now, big time. Girl Scouts of America. Boy Scouts are also up big time as well. They always sell, you know what? Like, Jack starts his Cub Scouts group this week. You know, he's super, he's like uber excited for it. And I'm so excited for him. So he's got his Cub Scout thing this week. But man, Cub Scouts never have something that's super fun to sell. You know, they sell you like candy. You know, they sell you that like that candy that you bite into and you're not quite sure what's in there. You know, it's like, yeah. Or they sell you like wrapping paper. They need something better. Like, you know what they should sell? You're the Cub Scouts. Sell chicken wings, right? Sell chicken wings. Sell burgers. Sell something like that. That's great. My friend had their school did one of those fundraisers. It was great. You buy from the local movie theater, where you buy a cup for like $5 and you get a portion of that. And then when you go into the movie theater, we know how expensive it is. It's only $1 to fill the drink up. Like, that's a great idea. That's like useful. Producer Phil, do you have people there that sell you Girl Scout cookies?
Indeed, and I bought $25 worth.
What's your go-to cookie?
The chocolate peanut butter, the tagalongs.
Oh, those things are delish, right? I like the lemon ones, too. I'm weird that way, but I like lemonade, so I'm just a strange character. Can't wait for it. We have no Girl Scouts here, but you better bet your candy ass when Boy Scout stuff's coming up, kids. You're getting this. I'm always about teaching children a different way that is more technologically driven and a better way to advance our education system. Lego has got it right. CES, the electronic show is going on. The consumer electronic show is going on. This is where you find all the cool stuff, right? This is where we talked about the wallpaper TV yesterday. Well, Legos has a new kit, and what it does, as you build it, it teaches you how to code. What? That's what kids should be learning. They should be learning that. They should be learning that. By the way, the number one job in America with the biggest growth, 10-year job growth, 19%. Medium pay is about 100 grand. Top pay is about 130. It's coding. It's mobile app developer. That's it. They say personal satisfaction is an A. Benefit to society is a C because it's usually games and stuff. Telecommuting A, low stress. Huge. Number one, coding. Legos has it right. I wouldn't be teaching kids anything other than the basics to get by because they're going to find everything out on the internet and teach everything else that you can to advance them. Legos has it right. It's a new kit. It's built out program robots designed to encourage a younger generation to learn how to code. I'm going to tell you this. As important as it is to go to college, as everybody's saying, if you don't know how to code in the future, you're going to be as useless as people who drop out of school, can't read or write, and have no drive. That's the truth. Chad, you're so super crazy. Best prank ever? I don't know, but it's pretty awesome. A man went to bed in Manheise, Germany. Wakes up in the morning. Opens the door, heading out to work, only to find in front of him a ginormous, great brick wall built right in front of his door. According to the AP, a police statement noted the man must have felt like it was Berlin, August 61, referring obviously to the border set up between East and West. The police told the news agency, DPA, that officers didn't know if the wall was created as part of a prank, a dare, or an act of revenge. That is a great prank. This is a weird story. Next week, I think it's next Tuesday night or Monday night, I'm not quite sure, is college football's championship. And you have the two teams that were in the championship last year facing off again. You got Bama, Roll Tide, and you got Clemson in the championship. And I love college football. Clemson and their players have been caught on film, how should we say this? Fondling might be the best way to say this. Caressing the nether regions of other players when they're on the ground. Now, when look, football, if you talk to any of the great old football players, even footballers today, when they go in and they crash into each other and then and there, they'll punch a guy in the groin, they'll take a guy's leg and they'll twist it a little bit more. They'll do some stuff that's not so nice. They'll gouge eyes. This is not that. And this is one guy who's laying on the field, and a guy comes up from underneath, and he gently caresses him. And the Clemson player says, if you've never grabbed someone during a game, it's because you sucked at football. That is their response to this. I have no idea what that even means. But if you've not seen it, just type in Clemson football grope. You will see it, and you will find it as awkward as I. And that's what they say it does, is it makes the other team feel a bit awkward. Awkward! The Chad Benson Show Facebook. That Chad Benson Show. Twitter, ChadBenson. Text us, 323-538-2423. You can, of course, tweet at us, at Chad Benson Show. Got a poll up there talking about, are we all biased in some way, shape, or form? We also have a poll up there about Obamacare. Do the Republicans have a repeal replace ready? Check it out at Twitter at Chad Benson Show. It's Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.